नमस्ते, अधुना अहं स्क्रीन् अत्र शेर् करोमि. सर्वे द्रष्टुं शक्नुवन्ति किल? एव्रिवन् केन् सी मै स्क्रीन् रैट्? ओके, ओके. यथा पूर्वम् एषः अजः, सः गजः, एवं रीत्या आसीत्. एषः इत्यस्मिन् स्थाने अयम् इत्यपि प्रयोक्तुं शक्यते. कः भेदः? अयम् एषः समानार्थः, तयोः अर्थः समानम्. अस्तु, भेदः नास्ति. अयम् अजः, अयं गजः. अस्तु, यथा एषा बाला आसीत्, अत्र इयं बाला, इयं माला. भेदः नास्ति. एषः अयम्, एषा इयं, तयोः मध्ये भेदः नास्ति, अर्थः समानम्. अवगतं किम्? इस् इट् क्लियर्? ओके, हूस् दट् हू सेड् नो?
अञ्जु.
ओके, यथा पूर्वम् एषः बालकः, एषः आसन्दः, एषः पर्वतः इति आसीत् किल, तथैव अयम् अजः, अयं गजः, अयम् आसन्दः, अयं कूपः. भेदः नास्ति. देर् इस् नो डिफ्रेन्स् बिट्वीन् एषः एण्ड् अयम् इति. ओके, यदा वस्तुः वस्तु पार्श्वे अस्ति तदा अयम् अथवा एषः. वस्तु दूरे अस्ति चेत् पुनः तत्रापि सः. स्पष्टं किम्? इस् इट् क्लियर् ओर्
So you are trying to say yeshaha and I am saha. They both don't have same, right? Same meaning.
They both are exactly the same.
Okay.
They both have any, yeah, that's what I meant, yes.
Saha is I am or?
I am.
Okay. Atra pashyantu.
Okay.
Shreen drishyate kila atra. Yeshaha or I am. They mean the same. You see my screen here, right?
Yes, yes.
Okay. एषः और् अयं, दे मीन् द सेम्. सिमिलर्लि एषा और् इयं, दे मीन् द सेम्. और् एतत् एण्ड् इदं, दे मीन् द सेम्.
ओके,
एषः बालकः अथवा अयं बालकः, भेदः नास्ति उभयोः. इस् इट् क्लियर् नौ?
यस्, थेङ्क् यु.
यस् सो बट् शेखजि, क्विक् क्वशन्. Mm-hmm. So when it is the same, I think, I don't know whether you wanted to let us know about this later or something, or
that's
see
it.
Something that...
No. That's it.
Okay.
Bhedaha nasti ubhayoha iti tavadeva.
Okay.
Yataha suryaha, bhaskaraha, divakaraha, bhedaha asti va nasti. Tavadeva. Okay? Iyam bala... इयं माला, तथैव इदं पात्रम्, इदं नेत्रम्, एतत् पात्रम्, एतत् नेत्रम्, एषा बाला, एषा माला, एषः अजः, एषः गजः, तथा. अवगतं किम्?
Yeah.
प्रश्नाः सन्ति वा?
No.
So it doesn't matter, right, whether it is pullinga or shrilinga?
No, pashya tatra.
I am
gajaha.
I mean esha.
Yes, esha. Pumlinga.
We used to use, yeah, esha pullinga only, okay.
Tathaiva, esha. Nama iyam bala. Bedha nasti ubayoho. Okay?
Yeah.
Sure. Atra... आङ्ग्लभाषे अपि अस्ति, पश्यन्तु. ओके, अयं कः? प्रश्नः तु सः एव. अयं कः? एषः कः? अयं गजः. ओके, इयं का? एषा का? इयं बाला. ओके, इदं किम्, एतत् किम्, एतत् पात्रम्, इदं पात्रम्, कः, का, किम्। प्रश्नः पुंलिङ्गे कः भवति, स्त्रीलिङ्गे का अस्ति, तथैव नपुंसकलिङ्गे किम् अस्ति। तत् स्पष्टं किल एतावता? इदं नाम यथा एष एतत् इति दिस् अस्ति, एषः, एषा, एतत्, इदमपि दिस्, सः एव अर्थः। ओके, स्पष्टमस्ति वा?
यस्।
अधुना अत्र पश्यन्तु, रूपाणि सन्ति, अश्वः, जिह्वा, मुखं, विश्वं, नासा, नरः। अस्तु, अत्र पूर्वं किं भवति? अञ्जुजी वदतु।
अयम् अश्वः।
पर्याप्तं, पर्याप्तं, तिष्ठतु। रविजी, नेक्स्ट् वन्।
What is the second one? Which one is that? Second one is the bottom one, right?
Second one. Second one.
Vishwam, right? Esha, Vishwam. Iyam, sorry.
Idam.
Idam, Idam. Idam, Vishwam.
Idam,
Idam, Vishwam. This is the world. Okay.
Natarajanji.
Idam, Mukham.
Idam, Mukham. Okay, good, good. Okay. Kausalyaji?
I'm sorry, for Jihwa we should say Iyam, right? Iyam Jihwa, because it ends with
Pa. Satyam. Iyam Jihwa. Kausalyaji?
Okay. Iyam Nasa.
Iyam Nasa, uttamam. Rangaji?
Ayam Naraha.
Ayam Naraha, uttamam. Ayam Naraha. Adhana, prashnam kurvantu? Prashnam kurvantu?
अयम् कः?
अयं कः, उत्तमम्, उत्तमम्, अयं कः, अयं कः इति प्रश्नः। अञ्जुजी, अश्वः इति इत्यस्य प्रश्नः कः, किं भवति अत्र?
अयं कः,
अयं कः, उत्तमम्, अयं कः, अयम् अश्वः। तथैव विश्वम् इत्यत्र अम्बाजी?
इदम्, इदं कः,
तथैव नन्दिनीजी, नेक्स्ट् वन्, जिह्वा।
इदं कः, इदं नासा,
न न, इदं वा, इयं यथा, इयं यथा, एषा का, किल, इयं नासा, एषा नासा। Clear?
Yes.
Okay. Padmajaji, next one. Nasa.
Iyam ka, iyam jihwa, I mean for the third okay. question, skip.
Yes, yes. Iyam jihwa, iyam ka, iyam jihwa. Athava, esha ka, esha jihwa. Okay.
What is Murali? The meaning of Nasa, I'm sorry?
Notes.
Uttamam. Uttamam.
Thank you.
Sorry, what is Nasika, right? Notes,
is it? Nasa is Nasika. Notes.
Okay.
Notes, Ubhayatrapi. Shankarji, Mukham, iti karvatu?
Idam Kim, Idam Mukham.
Uttamam. Someone else here. Okay. नन्दिनीजी, अथवा नरः?
अयं किम्, अयं नरः,
अयम्,
अयं किम्,
न नरः, नरः,
अयं नरः,
अयं कः, अयं कः, एषः कः, एषः नरः,
अयं नरः,
अयं कः, अयं नरः, एषः कः, एषः नरः। अस्तु, अत्र अधुना एकवारम् अत्र पश्यतु। अत्र मूलपदमस्ति एतद्, ओके, एतद् इति पदम्, ओके, पुंलिङ्गे एषः भवति, स्त्रीलिङ्गे एषा भवति, नपुंसकलिङ्गे एतत् भवति. इदम् इति पदं पुंलिङ्गे अयं भवति, स्त्रीलिङ्गे इयं भवति, नपुंसकलिङ्गे इदं भवति. ओके, मूलपदं, मूलपदं नाम रूट् वर्ड् इति वदामः, रूट् वर्ड्, रूट् वर्ड् एषा एतद् इति एव, किन्तु तत् पदम् ओके, सः शब्दः पुंलिङ्गे एषः इति रूपं प्राप्नोति, स्त्रीलिङ्गे एषा इति रूपं प्राप्नोति, नपुंसकलिङ्गे एतत् इति रूपं प्राप्नोति. Is it clear what I just said? If you have questions, please ask.
No, I didn't understand. Iti rupam prapnoti.
Okay, iti rupam means it gets that form.
Okay.
It changes into etad, changes into eshaha. How does it change it? How does it become eshaha? That's out of syllabus for now. Okay. Just remember that etad is the root word. Okay.
Okay.
It changes
okay.
to eshaha. We know that. We know eshaha, esha, etad, right? We know those three words.
Correct.
Okay?
Yep.
Okay, but what is the like the root word for all these three? It is etad.
Okay.
That's it. So similarly, idam is a root word. Idam is a root word, and it changes to ayam in pumlinga, iyam in strilinga, idam in napumsakalinga. So far, good.
Yes.
Okay. Just like etad changes to eshaha, esha, etat, tad, pumlinge saha iti rupam prapnoti, strilinge sa iti rupam, napumsakalinge tad. Etad api vayam puryam apatama. We all know these forms as well. Saha, sa, tad.
Yeah.
Okay? The root word is what we didn't know before. It is called tad. That's it.
Okay, so are we saying that for the further things, there is no equivalent of the idam and all that, is it? Is that what we are saying?
There is, but I don't want to cover that now. This is good for now.
Okay, fine. So for now, we'll just leave it this. Okay.
Yes, for now, we'll just leave it here. There is, definitely. But excellent question. Thank you. I didn't think, I didn't realize that, you know, you would read it that way, but yes, thank you for bringing that up. There is another form as well. We are not discussing here. That's it.
Okay.
Is there a situation where you would use one over the other? I know you said it's completely equal, but there is no such thing. I mean, you can put it.
Samanyataya kavyeshu vangmaye ayam iti padam prasiddham.
Ordinary.
In literature, ayam is, I would say, more commonly used, or any shastra grandhas. Ayam is more commonly used than eshaha.
Okay.
Any questions so far?
Okay.
No.
Asta. Uttama. Adhana atra padanam arthaha api santi. Ayam, iyam, idam. Pumlinge this. Kaha, ka, kim. What or who? Okay, it can mean both. Kaha purushaha means, it doesn't mean what purushaha, right? It means who is this person. Okay, eshaha kaha doesn't mean what is this. If you are looking at a boy and say eshaha kaha, it means who is this. Okay, kaha ka kim can mean both what and who. That I'm hoping is clear by now. Okay. Atra. Gajaha, these words, you know, you have meanings here, so I don't want to go over those. Atra M nama masculine nama pullingam, F nama strilinga padam, N napumsakalinga padam iti artha asmin pustake. Okay, so atra santi pashyantu sarvapi glossary tatasyate astu aduna itopi agresaram. एतदपि सर्वे जानन्ति. कृपया अञ्जुजी पठतु प्रथमम्.
अयं वृक्षः,
वृक्षः
सः गजः, गजः गच्छति, गजः तिष्ठति, वृक्षः फलति, रामः पठति
तिष्ठतु तिष्ठतु वृक्षः फलति नाट् फलति फलति संस्कृते फा नास्ति फा एव अन्यासु सर्वासु भाषासु फा अस्ति किन्तु संस्कृते फा नास्ति फा फलति मीन्स् इट् बेर्स् फ्रूट्स् इति अर्थः तावदेव ओके अधुना इदमेव अयम् इत्यस्मिन् स्थाने एषः इति उपयुज्य वाक्यं वदतु एषः अजुजि
जि
अयमित्यस्मिन् स्थाने एषः इति उपयुज्य वाक्यं वदतु एषः
एषः वृक्षः सः
गजः
सः गजः गजः गच्छतिः
गच्छति
वाट् इस् डु ऐ रीड् इट् अगेन्
नो जस्ट् ओके लेट् मी
ट्रान्स्लेट् ट्रान्स्लेट्
नो 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 जस्ट् अयं वृक्षः सः गजः गच्छति एषः अजः तिष्ठति सः एषः वृक्षः फलति सः रामः पठति दट्स् फैन् दट्स् फैन् ऐ दट् प्राब्लि वासन्ट् वेरि क्लियर् दट् सारि मै बेड् ओके एषः अयम् एतावत् स्पष्टं किल नेक्स्ट् पद्मजाजि कृपया पठतु भवती इयम्
इयं लता सा बाला बाला तिष्ठति माला म्या म्लायति
म्लायति
म्लायति लता पुष्प्यात्
पुष्पति पुष्प्यति
पुष्प्यति सीता वदति
तिष्ठतु म्लायति म्लायति पदस्य अर्थः कः
You can wear something like that, like a mala.
Satyam.
So it's wearable, the verb is wearable?
No, it's not wearable, it's varied, it's happening, it's going bad.
Worn, okay.
Pushyati, yadha vrukshaha phalati, lata pushyati. Lata means creeper. Say, yadha vrukshaha phalati, lata pushyati. Kahardaha?
It can bear flowers.
That's it. Satyam.
That's
Tavadeva. Yeah. Tavadeva. Spashtam kila? Idavapi?
Mahalaya, pushyati va pushpati.
Pushpati.
Pushpati iti asyatra. Maya api pushpati iti eva chintam, kintu pushyati eva asti rupamatra.
Pushyati,
eh? Pushpati iti eva rupamatra.
Pushpati.
Pushpati iti eva rupamatra.
पुष्प्यति
अस्तु अनन्तरं मुरळीजि पठतु कृपया
इदं पुष्पं तत् पात्रं पात्रं पतति नेत्रं स्फुरति पुष्पं विकसति मुखं लसति
अधुना अत्र सर्वाणि पदानि स्पष्टानि वा अत्र पश्यन्तु पुष्पं विकसति विकसति नाम
ब्लूम्
मुखं लसति लसति नाम ग्लो सहेवार्थः आमां पुष्पं विकसति मुखं नेत्रं स्फुरति स्फुरति पदस्य
स्पार्कल्
संथिङ्ग् लैक् दट् यस् संथिङ्ग् सिमिलर् यस्
व्हाट् इस् दट् व्हाट् इस् दट् नेत्रं स्फुरति मीन्स् इट् केन् बि सीन्
नो 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 नो
ऐ स्पार्कल् कैण्ड् आफ्
Yeah,
oh,
yeah,
sparkle,
yeah.
okay, 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 Spura, oh, okay, just like a Telugu word, okay.
So far clear?
Yeah.
Okay. Tad. तद् पदस्य रूपाणि वयम् अत्र पश्यामः पुनः एकवारं. प्रश्नः अस्ति वा कस्यापि? प्रश्नः अस्ति वा कस्यापि?
महोदय, किं किं भेदः अयम् एषः
भेदः नास्ति. तदेव वदामि किल, भेदः नास्ति एव. ऐ एम् जस्ट् इन्ट्रोड्यूसिङ्ग् यू न्यू फार्म्, दट्स् इट्. भेदः नास्ति. एषः एण्ड् अयं, दे हे डोण्ट् हेव् एनी डिफरेन्स्. ऐ एम् जस्ट् गिविङ्ग् अ न्यू सेट्
आफ् मीनिङ्ग्.
एक्साक्ट्ली सेम् मीनिङ्ग्. यस्.
When we can use Aishaha, when we can use Ayam?
There, you, whenever you can use Aishaha, you can, instead of saying Aishaha, you can say Ayam, that's it. There is no difference. There is absolutely no difference between those two. Whenever you can, whenever you use Aishaha, you can also use Ayam.
Aishaha Pustakaha, Ayam Pustakaha.
No, no, it's not Pustakaha. Etad Pustakam.
Pustakam, Pustakam, sorry.
अधुना एतावता एकवचने वयं एकवचने वयं दृष्टवन्तः. अधुना पश्यन्तु अत्र द्विवचने किं स्यात् रूपम्. द्विवचनं नाम अत्र पश्यतु, यदा केवलं द्वौ बालौ स्तः. अत्र पूर्वम् एकः एव बालः अस्ति, अत्र टु बालकास्, वि हाव् टु बाय्स् हियर्. तर्हि रूपं किं? तर्हि इमौ, इमौ बालौ, तौ देवौ. फस्ट्
तौ मीन्स्
सर्पः, सर्पः इट्स् तौ. अत्र
पश्यके,
अत्र एषः पदस्य द्विवचनं रूपं भवति एतौ, अयं पदस्य इमौ. बहुवचने एषः पदस्य एते, अयं पदस्य इमे. यथा उदाहरणाय वदामि, एकः अश्वः अस्ति, एषः अश्वः अथवा अयम् अश्वः. टु हार्सस्, एतौ अश्वौ अथवा इमौ अश्वौ. मोर् देन् टु हार्सस्, डजन्ट् म्याटर् हौ मेनि, जस्ट् मोर् देन् टु, दट्स् इट्. एते अश्वाः, इमे अश्वाः इति रूपम्. क्वशन्स्?
नो.
पश्यन्तु, इमौ बालौ, इमौ बालौ. बहुवचने किं भवति? इमे बालाः, बालाः. इमे बालाः अथवा एते बालाः. ओके. अश्वः पदे आसन्दः इति पदम् उपयुज्य अञ्जुजि वदतु. अत्र पश्यन्तु, लेट् मी पुट् दिस् हियर्. आय एवं भवतु, अत्र अधुना वदतु, आसन्दः इति पदम् उपयुज्य वाक्यं वदतु. एकवचनं, द्विवचनं, बहुवचनम्.
ओके, सो वाट् इस् द क्वश्चन्?
आसन्दः, एषः आसन्दः, अयम् आसन्दः, तथा वदतु. एकवचनं, द्विवचनं, बहुवचनं, वाक्यानि वदतु.
अयम् आसन्दः, अयम् अयमो आसन्दो, इमे इमे आसन्दाः.
एषः उपयुज्य वदतु.
एषः बालकः, अथवा एष इयम्.
न न न, एषः यूस् अस् सेज् द सेम सेंटेंस यूजिंग एषः अगेन.
फॉर व्हाट? फॉर
व्हिच वर्ड?
ओ, एषः बालकः, एतो बालको, ete balakah.
First of all, it is not eto, it is etau.
Etau.
Etau. Okay. Etau balakau.
Balakau. Ete balakah.
Balakah.
Okay. Actually, this is a bad example. Let me see.
Pushpa.
No. Yeah, that's probably fine. Okay.
Palam, maybe this is good enough.
Yeah, palam I should have chosen. Palam, palam. That's fine. Okay. Adhana, Raviji, can you say for Esha? Esha, yeah. Balika.
Esha, Mala.
No, say for Balika.
Balika? Esha Balika or Iyam Balika. Ete Balikau. Balikau.
No. Balika. Balika.
Balika.
Look for Mala.
Yeah, you're right. Ete Balike.
Balike.
Balike. Etaha Balikaha.
Etaha. Etaha.
Etaha Balikaha.
Similarly for Iyam.
Iyam Mala. Ime Male. I'm sorry. Iyam Balika. Ime Balike. Imaha Balikaha.
Is this clear?
Yeah.
First of all, Siva.
Yeah, a little bit confusion, but...
It's clear, but then...
It needs a practice.
Yeah, that's right.
But you get the concept, right?
That's yeah. Concept is clear,
Okay. That, as long as you get the concept, you know, you need practice. That's probably right. Fine.
And also that yete yime seems to be across all. And that too in different areas, right? That's going to be a bit more confusing also.
So, satyam, yathauktam, kevalam yete iti dushtva, pumlinga vastava, sreelinga vastava itana vaktam naiva shakshate. You cannot decide if it's a pumlinga word or a sreelinga word just by looking at yete. Because ete can mean bahuvachanam in pumlingam or dvivachanam in napumsakalingam or dvivachanam in strilingam. Okay. Similarly, by looking at the word just balakaha, you wouldn't know if it's a pumlinga word or a strilinga word. Because balaka, if it's a strilinga word, even then the rupam is balakaha. See, mala is malaha, balakaha is balakaha. Just by looking at the Bahuvachana word, you wouldn't know if it is a Pumlinga word or a Srilinga word. You have to look at what the previous word is. Like for instance, Ete. If you see Ete Balakaha, it will be very clear saying, okay, fine, this is a Bahuvachana word. If you see Etaha Malaha, because Etaha is only a Srilinga word, you would know that, okay, fine, Mala is a Srilinga word. Otherwise, you wouldn't know if it is Malaha or Mala in Ekavachanam.
Okay, yeah, this is going to take some time to get in.
We have to practice.
Yeah, correct.
Yeah. Okay, so far clear, right?
Okay.
Yeah. That I am is the very special, you know, one corner, you know, all everything else is starts with E. I am.
Yes, I am is one, yeah, yes, yes. The only reason why I wanted to... introduce I am is you will know. You know, the more we read, you know, you'll see how frequently that word is used.
Yeah.
Okay? Okay. Tad bhavatu adhana etat patantu. Kopi patatu. So, Anjaji?
Can I read?
Okay, that's fine. Yeah, read. Go ahead.
Aham bahir gachami iti chandrasena vadati.
तदा तस्य अम्बा एवं वदति. तिष्ठत् तिष्ठत् तत् वाक्यं स्पष्टं वा? Did everyone understand the sentence?
I will go out.
Chandrasena, Chandrasena want to go outside.
I am going outside. Is what Chandrasena said, I think.
So, my speaking.
Can only one person please answer? Sheetalji, can you say that what it means? Artha kaha vakyasya?
Yes, Chandrasena bahi gachami ichati chet saha amba vadati aham bahir gachami tada amba
Evam vadati nama, she speaks in this manner. Evam means in this way. Evam. Okay, in this way. Okay? Kasya amba, evam vadati. Kasya amba, Chandrasenasya amba, evam vadati. Spashtam va, Tattu? Anjuji,
Anantra Patru? No, I didn't understand.
What is tada tasya?
Tada means then. Okay, hang on, let me read actually, sorry.
Okay, yeah.
Tada means then. Tada, tasya amba, kasya amba, Chandrasenasya amba, evam in this way vadati. Okay, aham bahir gachami iti Chandrasena vadati. Chandrasena ekaha balakaha. Astu, sa kim vadati? Aham bahir gachami iti saha vadati. Tada, then, tachrutva, tasyamata, amba, evam, in this way, vadati. Okay?
No, I'm still not getting. What is bahir gachami? I didn't get this. Sorry.
Bahir gachami means I want to go outside.
Bahir is like bahar, like Hindi then, okay?
Yeah, that's
yeah,
it.
Yeah, bahir gachami.
So, what does this mean? Vadati means speak. So, aham bahir gachami, I'm going out.
Yeah, he just says that.
Chandrasena means I am Chandrasena. I am Chandrasena. Right?
Okay, hang on.
Chandrasena says I am going out.
Chandrasena says
I am going out.
Okay. Is it clear now?
Yeah.
But why is Vadati? Doesn't Vadati mean speaking?
Or telling, or saying.
Yeah.
That's why he put it in quotes, right? Yeah.
That is going out. And tada.
So, iti here means double quotes in English. Okay. Something like this.
Okay.
I'm going out. He put it in double quotes. And then he said, I'm going out. So, that's what iti actually does. Okay.
So, it is like, I'm going out. Chandrasena, saying.
Okay.
Okay. What did he say? So, look at where. Says Chandrasena.
He's just saying his mother, I'm going out.
That's it.
And the second sentence is Tada Tasya Amba Evam Vadati.
Then his mother speaks.
That's it. Tasya, Kasya, Chandrasena. Amba Evam. This way, vadati.
Oh, so and that is explained below.
Yes.
So mom is saying this way.
So what does mom say? Everything in this double quotes.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Got it.
Clear?
Okay. Got it.
Okay. The iti meant for just one sentence, or how do we distinguish how much text belongs to iti?
Usually you'll have some kind of this thing. It's very easy to understand. When you read the sentence, you'll know.
Okay, I see.
I'll put double quotes from now on to emphasize.
So back in the day, they didn't have quotes, right?
Yeah.
So that's how they said iti means end of the person speaking.
That's it.
Oh, okay, that's good. That makes sense now. Yeah.
Okay.
And also there is a first person, right? I am going out. Right. So that also means then when you add them, it means that Chandrasena is saying, I am going out.
Iti means like...
Yeah, don't even try to explain it in English.
You say like this.
Explanation-wise, you know, you say it is in this way, but you know, how do you, when you write it, how do you emphasize that? There is no way, if you, you have to put double quotes or something, that's it. Okay, etavata prashnam kim?
Yeah, first
is this clear?
Yes.
First sentence is clear.
Okay, you asked for more material to read. This is what you get. Okay.
This is great though. Instead of the simple one-line exercises, this tells us so much more. Thank you.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Yeah, that's right. Too much information in one line.
But too much for Shekharji to explain.
No, well, this, I mean, this helps me as well, right? Because this is a little challenging when we do remote. Like I said, you know, when in person, it's a lot easier. Okay?
Yeah.
We'll see. Okay. Anantram, Anjuji, can you read the next sentence?
Okay. Vatsa Chandrasen Prachandaha.
Vatsa
Chandrasen Prachandaha. I am Nidagaha. Suddhu Saha Divsaha.
तिष्ठतु अत्र पश्यतु वत्सा चन्द्रसेन सम्बोधनस्य अधुना पूर्वमथ पश्यतु चन्द्रसेनः अस्ति ओके बट् वेन् यु आर् टाकिङ्ग् टु चन्द्रसेन यु से चन्द्रसेन वत्सा चन्द्रसेन तद् सम्बोधन ओके उदाहरणाय मम पुत्रः अस्ति अखिलः ओके तस्य कुत्रापि क्रीडति से अखिल प्लीस् अखिल से अखिल ऐ एम् कालिङ्ग् हिम् औट् लैक् राम ऐ डोण्ट् से रामः ओके ऐ से राम वेन् यु आर् कालिङ्ग् सम्वन्स् नेम् वेन् यु आर् कालिङ्ग् सम्वन् यु जस्ट् देर् इस् नो विसर्ग इन् दर् नेम् यु जस्ट् रिमूव् दिस् हियर् फार् अकारान्त पुम्लिङ्ग् अवर्स् देर् इस् नो विसर्ग लैक् टु पुट् इट् दट् वे इफ् यु आर् कालिङ्ग् राम फार् इन्स्टेन्स् यु से हे राम वेन् यु आर् अड्रेसिङ्ग् सम्वन् You say, hey Rama. His name is Chandrasena. So you say, hey Chandrasena. Vatsa Chandrasena. Vatsa means my son or something. Dear Chandrasena or something. Clear so far?
So she sings Chandrasena. Vatsa Chandrasena. Okay.
Vatsa Chandrasena. She's just calling you. That's just
that's right.
Got okay. You should not say Vatsa Chandrasena. No. When you're addressing someone, that visarga should not be there.
Okay.
That is the emphasis here. Okay?
Okay.
Clear so far?
Yes.
Okay. Yes.
Okay, next one. Prachandaha ayam nidaghaha. Eshaha nidaghaha. Ayam nidaghaha. Prachandaha. Prachandaha nama kahardaha? It's a...
Very much.
Prachandaha. Kim asti nidagaha. Nidagaha nama summer iti artha. Summer season is called nidagaha.
Oh, okay.
Okay, it is not just the heat. The summer season is called nidagaha. Okay.
What is nidagaha, you said?
Summer season.
Okay.
The summer season is called nidagaha.
Okay, but why is it I am used here? I am means this person, right? Only for the first person, like meaning for male we use I am, right?
Yeah, Nidaga is the male form, right?
Okay. I tried to convert it again to English. Summer is not a person, right? So I got a bit...
No.
Okay. Fine.
That's right.
Okay. Prachandaya, I am Nidaga. Okay. It is very, how do you say, it is very, very hot.
Hot outside.
Prachandaha means it's very, it's very fierce.
It's strong.
Very strong, yes. It's very hot. Tavadeva artaha. Suduh saha, divasaha. Divasaha nama day iti artaha.
Day.
Divasaha. okay, sudussaha. What does this mean? Sudussaha means unbearable iti artha. Sudussaha divasaha. Okay, clear so far?
Yes.
Madhyagata gaganasthita divakaraha. Okay, madhya gata gagana. Gagana means gagana means akasha. Sthitaha. Sthitaha nama aham gruhe sthitaha. Gruhastaha, akashastaha, tateva gruhasthitaha. Okay, madhya gata gaganasthitaha divakaraha. Divakaha nama suryaha.
What is the gata part, the second root word in there?
Gata means going.
Oh, okay.
Gam gachati.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, madhya gata nama kahardha bhavati tatra?
Midde.
So in the middle of the sky, he's in the middle of
satyam,
the sky.
Satyam, satyam. It's known iti ardhadhana, tavadeva.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. So far good?
Sorry. I just need to repeat that part again. Madhya gata gagana sthitaha means it's midday, is it?
The sun is in the middle of the sky.
Middle of the sky.
Tavadeva. That's it, tavadeva. And when is that going to happen? Midday.
She's trying to explain the hotness, you know, of the sun, you know.
Okay. Yeah. Why is it so hot?
Why
it's unbearable, okay. She's saying, right?
Yeah.
Okay, she's giving them, she's now going to describe how it is outside.
Okay.
And if you read this paragraph, you will understand how much Indian cinema is actually influenced from Kavyas.
Okay.
Okay, you take any song or any scene, you will see the impact of the Sanskrit literature, actually, it has actually made an Indian cinema. Okay, you read this, you'll understand everything. Okay? Etata pashtam kila?
Yes, that's right. Clear.
Okay. Agnis pullingaha iva prakaraha asya kiranaha asya. Yatham punatar likhami. Okay, agnispullingaha iva. Agnispullinga. Agnispullingaha means the sparks of fire. Yada agnihi bhavati, you get few sparks out of it, right?
Yeah, agnihi.
Okay. Prakaraha, they are also very fierce and they are also very sharp. Like very fierce. Kiranaha. Suryasya kiranaha agnispullingaha iva prakaraha.
Is there a typo there? Kirana or kirana, right? It says karina.
Oh, sorry. Oh, sorry, my mistake. Kiranaha. Agnispullingaha iva suryasya kiranaha prakaraha.
Why Iva is there? Why? What is the point of Iva there?
Life.
Iva is like
trying to compare.
Comparing. Okay.
Nah. Iva means comparing.
Yeah.
Similar to.
Yeah. Okay. She is comparing the kiranas of the sun to Agnis Pullanga. Okay.
Okay. Atra Mukhyam Saha. Agnispullingaha is ekavachanam. Yatha balakaha, ekavachanam. Balakaha, bahuvachanam. Kiranaha, there cannot be one ray, right? There has to be multiple. So, kiranaha is in bahuvachanam. We are trying to compare the kiranas with agnispullingaha. So, agnispullingaha is also bahuvachanam. The prakaraha is also in bahuvachanam.
Yeah, okay.
You cannot only have one kiranam, right? I mean, that's very clear, I hope. Kirana is always in bahuvachanam.
Visheshan visheshya bhava.
So, kiranaha is in bahuvachanam. So, everything else will also be in bahuvachanam.
Prakaraha is hot, right?
No, I put the meaning here somewhere.
Oh, yeah. Prakaraha sharp. Sharp, okay.
Shekharji, you're making edits, so later on, can you please re-upload these documents?
It's already uploaded, don't worry. That is that's exactly what
no,
I said.
No, but then you are making edits to it. You are updating.
Yeah, I only shared the link. I didn't share the document. I shared the link only. So when I make the changes here, they'll all reflect there. Don't worry.
Yeah, actually, I have the document open on the file, and I can see you editing, not just the screen share, but the actual document.
Okay. There you go. See? Hey, I'm smart. Okay. Okay. Okay.
Yeah, so far so good. Yeah.
Second. So far good.
Shekharji, just one. I'm just wondering. Why? I mean, for me, it's very. I would say it's not easy to understand. Right? You have to explain to us almost every word. So I was wondering. Instead of starting with such, you know, difficult words, is there any way that we can start with like baby steps, like small, easier sentences?
That's exactly, you know, why I put all the meanings in here.
But will this help us in the sense, like, will we be able to understand
it
in
takes
the next
you,
few sessions?
Did you know Eshaha and Saha in the first day, you didn't write?
No.
It took you 3 weeks. Yeah. So be patient. Okay?
Okay.
You'll understand. Don't worry.
Now it's time for us to grow up.
Okay, you will understand everything. Just be patient, you'll understand everything. Don't worry. Even after 2 weeks, if you don't understand this, you know, I'll try to come up with more simpler words. But I'm pretty sure you'll get the concept. Just be patient for like 2-3 weeks.
I am. I'm just feeling bad for you because you have to explain and, you know, split.
Oh, no. Don't worry. We'll get to all that. Don't worry.
The thing is, we know most of the words, but we don't know the meaning, right? That's the thing. Yeah, that's right.
The expressions are a little different, that's it.
Exactly, that's right.
Okay. Dagdhi bhuta prithvi. Dagdham means burnt, kila. Dagdhi bhuta.
Burning, yeah.
Prithvi, what is prithvi?
Earth.
So, okay. Here when we say dagdhi bhuta, we don't say earth is burning. Okay, the land, which is artha. Kila? We don't say the earth is burning. Okay. Yeah, it just means that, you know, the land is very hot. Dagdhi bhuta prithivi. Okay?
Yeah, got it.
Okay. When I say dagdhi bhuta prithivi, next immediately I'm saying agnimayaha iva margaha. Okay? Agnimayam, anandamayam. What does it mean? Anandamayam, agnimayam.
So this route is burning.
Yeah, it is very hot.
Very hot.
What it means? Agnimayaha iva margaha.
Okay, why are we using iva here? Because there is no lake, right? Or are we saying that like fire?
No,
fire. It feels like the roads are filled with fire.
Fire.
Oh, okay. Okay, so fine, got it.
It's the other way, right? Like iva. Agnimaya, you know, that's how we need to think, right? Shubhanji, I think
no.
Similar, you know, Agnimaya, similar marga. I mean, like this route is similar to hotness or something, like whatever you call it.
You have to put the upama.
Exactly, that's it. Yeah, because there is no whatever structured sentence in Sanskrit. So
Yeah, it has Agnimaya. You have to put it first here.
Yeah.
Okay. So far clear?
Okay. Yes, sir.
Angaraha iva dhulayaha. Angaraha is coal. Okay. Dhulaya, dhuli is dust. So the dust feels like it's actually coal ashes, you know, in the sky. In the how do I put it? The dhuli, the dust that you see, right? It feels like it's actually coal. Why does it feel like that?
India.
Because it is so hot. In the air.
Yeah.
The dust feels like it's all, you know, coal.
Yeah, okay, cool. Okay, that's me. Okay.
Because the margas are all so hot.
So
far good?
Yeah, so far so good.
Nischalaha vayuhu. Na chalati nischalaha. No. Nischalaha means stand still. Nischalaha.
Yeah, it's not moving. It's not moving.
It's not moving.
Not moving.
Motionless.
Okay.
Nischalaha vayuhu.
The air is still, something like
that. Sthiraha vrukshaha.
Stand still. Okay.
When there is no vayu, obviously the vrukshas won't move, right? So far, so good?
Vikshaha, we also call it as takaha?
Taravaha. Bahuvachanam. Taravaha. Vrikshaha bahuvachanam. Taravaha is also bahuvachanam.
Okay.
One question. Nishchalaha, it is same as thiraha, except that this is a masculine word and that is a feminine word.
No. Ekavachanam only. This is nishchala vayu here. Vrikshaha. Thiraha, vrikshaha. This is bahuvachanam. That's it.
But it means the same. Nishchalaha, thiraha both mean the same.
Yes. But you don't say sthira vayu, right?
Exactly. Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Because vayu always moves. Okay. Vayu always. When we say nishchala here, it doesn't mean that, you know, vayu is not moving at all. You can feel it iti artha.
Yes.
But if you say sthiraha, it's motionless, completely motionless. Okay. Good?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Vihangamaha. Niravaha. Vihangamaha is the bird.
Vihangamaha.
Vihangamaha. Viyat is the akashaha. Gamaha, the one that goes in the akashaha, is the bird.
Okay.
Birds are quiet.
Quiet. Niravaha. Okay? There's silent iti artha. Because this is in Bahuvachanam, this is also in Bahuvachanam.
So you said niravaha means quiet?
Niravaha. Niravaha means quiet. Satyam.
Quiet, okay. So what is quiet? Okay.
Mm.
Okay.
So that word is niravaha, not niravaha?
It's niravaha. Because it is bahuvachanam, it is niravaha. Satyam.
Oh, got it. Thank you.
Okay. Chanchalaha pashavaha. Chanchalaha, pashavaha, chanchalaha. Chanchalaha means?
Walking or whatever it is, motionless pashu.
No. Restless iti artha. Chanchalaha means restless. Chanchalaha, restless. Agitated iti artha.
Okay?
Pashuhu is a ukaranta word. It just means bahuvachana pashavaha. Don't worry about this word. It's just in the story, I'm just putting it here. Don't worry. Pashavaha is a bahuvachana word. Just remember that for now. That's it.
Shekharji, sorry to take you back to the previous phrase. After sthiraha vrukshaha, you have taravaha in parentheses. What was the context for taravaha? What is that mean?
Taravaha. Okay, let me put something here. Bahuvachanam for
vrukshaha.
Synonyms of vruksha.
That's it.
Vrukshaha.
Taruhu means tree. Vrukshaha means tree. Just like Pashuhu in Bahuvachanam becomes Pashavaha, Taruhu in Bahuvachanam becomes Taravaha.
Okay, thank you.
Good.
So, Sekharji, Chandrasena is going in afternoon, so he...
No. He didn't go outside. He says he's going outside. Tada, Amba is describing how it is outside. That's it. Evam vadati.
So this is all explanation by his mother.
Yes.
This is all what mother is saying. Okay.
Okay. She is explaining everything.
Not afternoon.
Okay. Vrukshaha, ekavachanam padam, bahuvachane vrukshaha. Taruhu is ekavachanam, bahuvachane taravaha. So you can also say sthiraha taravaha, sthiraha vrukshaha. Okay. Chanchalaha pashavaha, pashuhu is animal, ekavachanam. Bahuvachanam is pashavaha, chanchalaha pashavaha. Jantuhu is ekavachanam word, chanchalaha jantavaha. I'm just giving you various ways to actually express the same sentence. Okay? Good so far?
Yep.
Okay.
Any questions?
Not up to here.
Okay. Gruhonmukhaha krushakaha. Okay. Gruhonmukhaha means they like to go home now. Because of the heat, again. Gruhonmukhaha krushakaha. Aham gruhonmukhaha asmi means I want to go home. I'm ready to go home. गृहोन्मुखः
ओ फार्मर्स ओके
फार्मर
फार्मर्स या फार्मर्स आर गोइंग बैक होम
दे वांट टू गो बैक होम इफ आई से फॉर एग्जांपल ओके नटराजः गृहोन्मुखः ही इज रेडी टू गो होम
तसे रेडी टू गो होम और गोइंग होम
रेडी टू गो होम सिद्धः अस्ति दे वुड लाइक टू गो होम
like a heading home mukha is probably heading yes. home
yes yeah. similarly if I say for example padmaja gruhon mukha because she's feminine padmaja gruhon mukha natarajah gruhon mukha okay good so far
Good, sir.
Is gruhon mukaha is a verb, isn't it?
It's not a verb.
It's a noun.
It's a noun. It's a noun. Yeah, you'll find a lot of these words.
Okay.
Okay. That's the beauty, right? But that's why we say words in Sanskrit are infinite, because you can create many words. You can change a verb to a noun. Not like the way we do it in English. Then I Google it. Not like that. With specific grammar rules, you can create words. Okay. Good so far. Shushkaha pankamayaha jalashayaha. Shushkaha, dry. Pankamayaha, pankamayatha. अत्र वि हेड् मयः सम्वेर् एल्स् हियर् अग्निमयः पङ्कमयः अग्निमयः फिल् वित् अग्नि पङ्कमयः फिल् वित् मड् ओके वाट् इस् देट् जलाशयः जलाशय इस् अ पाण्ड् आर् एनिथिङ्ग् एनी वाटर् प्लेस् ऐ मीन् एनी प्लेस् वित् दट् हेस् गुड् अमौण्ट् आफ़् वाटर् लैक् पाण्ड् आर् लेक् इट् कुड् बि एनिथिङ्ग् ओके जलाशयः हौ इस् इट् ड्रै बिकास् इट् इस् ड्रै इट् इस् आल्सो पङ्कमयः All you see is mud, nothing else.
Then shukraha means?
Shushkaha, dry.
Dry.
Okay, dry. Shushkaha.
Shushkaha, pankamayaha, jalashayaha.
Okay.
In Hindi, jalashay ki mitti bhi suk gayi hai, sir.
I have no idea about Hindi. Yeah, no. Sorry, you're asking the wrong person.
So, pankamaya, okay. Can you repeat that, Shekhar ji? I'm sorry.
Pankamaya, panka means mud.
Mud.
Hmm.
Oh, the river has become
mud. The river got dried up, you know, with just you can see only mud. Okay, gotcha. Independent, okay.
Hmm.
The body of water is filled with dry mud.
Hmm. Why? And it is, yes, Satyam. Why? Because of the heat.
Because of the heat, yeah.
Everybody try it up. Yeah.
Okay.
Shekhar ji, one more question. There we say Agni Mayah. Here we say Panka Mayah. Is there a difference between the two?
Yes, of course. We say, yes. Why do you think there's a difference? Can anyone guess?
Strilinga. Ah, okay. Agni is a Strilinga word, so that's why.
No. Nowhere close.
Not that.
Because I say Margah here, Bahuvachanam. He said Jalashayah is Ekavachanam here. That's it. If I had jalashayaha here, I'll also say pankamayaha here. But I'm only talking about one place here, jalashayaha. It's ekavachanam here. It is bahuvachanam here, that's it. Agnimayaha is bahuvachanam. Pankamayaha is ekavachanam.
I understand. Okay, I'm sorry, one more time, Shekharji. Jalashayaha means what? I'm not able to follow that.
Jalashayaha, it could be a pond or a lake or a reservoir, it could be anything.
Okay.
Place
okay.
with water.
A water body, basically. A water body. Okay, fine.
One more time. What was the shushkaha again?
Dry.
Dry. Okay. Dry mud.
No, not dry mud. It's filled with dry. The water is dry, hence okay. Jalashaya is all you see is mud. Yes. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mrutaha, Meena, Samuha.
Mrutaha, everyone knows what Mrutaha means. Meena, yes, Samuha. Meena means?
Fish.
Samuha. Samuha means?
The whole group of fishes.
Or life form called fish.
Yes. Mruta, Meena, Samuha. This is clear.
Okay. Fishes are dying. That's what you're saying, right?
Are dead all Mrutaha. They're dead. Okay. Mlanani kusumani. Kusumam. Ekavachanam. Bahuvachane kusumani. Mlanam. Mlanani. So, what does mlanam mean? Mlayati. We saw that before.
Fading.
Yeah. Wearing. Garland. Wearing. Right?
There you go. Kusumani mlanani. That should be clear now. Okay?
Meaning we are not able to. That's what it means. Mlanani means not able to.
We are not able to.
No, all the flowers are worn out. That's it.
Oh, worn out. Okay.
Henceforth, mlanam udhyanam.
Garden is not blooming. Garden is not having no flowers.
Yes, yes. If all the kusumas are, if all the flowers are gone, right? How will the udhyanam look?
Empty, dried.
It's a dried
garden.
Udhyanam.
Okay. Good. So far, good. Vilinani madhuni. Vilinam. Vanished iti artha. Vilinam means vanished. Madhuni. Madhuni means
honey bees.
No, honey is madhuni.
Honey.
Vilinani madhuni. Okay.
Means no honey.
Yeah. Okay. Prasthitaha madhukaraha. When there is no honey, there will not be bees either. So prasthitaha, departed, iti artaha. Madhukaraha.
Okay, meaning honeybees are not present.
Yeah, they went, they left.
Left, okay, prasthaha.
So is there a typo on the prasthaha or prasthitaha?
Sorry, typo, definitely a typo. Prasthitaha. Okay. Trushitaha chatakaha. Chatakaha pakshi visheshaha.
Pakshi. Yeah.
Trushitaha. Thirsty bird. Chatakaha. Okay. Good so far?
Yeah.
Asya kantaha shushkaha. You know what shushkaha
means? Yeah, dried. Dried kanta. Okay.
Throat.
Throat, yeah.
So, asya, okay. Nirasa jihva. Nirasa jihva. So, nirasa jihva. Nirasa means
tasteless.
Without satyam. Nirasa.
Tasteless tongue.
Okay. Whose tongue?
Chataka pakshis.
Chataka pakshis.
Chataka pakshis.
Yes. Okay. Andhibhutam netram. Andhibhutam.
Andhibhutam.
Not blind. So when you are so tired, right, you don't get any water, you know, how do your eyes feel?
Oh, okay.
Okay. Andhibhutam netram.
So the bhutam root word is used there because something living things or?
No, it's becoming. It feels like that. Bhutam means it's becoming. Andhi bhutam.
Okay.
Like, just like the way we saw somewhere in here, right? Bhuta, we saw it somewhere here as well.
Dagdhi bhuta.
Dagdha bhuti. Prithvi. Feels like it's burning. It's becoming. It is very, very hot. Ityartha. Similarly, atrapi. Andhibhutam netram. Clear?
Yeah.
Or any questions? Padmajaji, or I don't know who has the question, sorry.
Yeah, thank you. That's clear. Thank you.
That's clear, right?
Sure.
between that. Just one more question. The asya kantaha shushkaha. What does asya mean there? I remember kasya, tasya and all that, but what is asya?
Okay, let me copy this here.
Oh, there it was. Oh, yes, asya. Yes, yes. Okay, got it. Fine. Thanks.
Okay. So, I have a question. So, Dakti, Bhuta, and the other one that you just had, Bhuta, is there Bhuta. Between the Bhuta, is there a reason why which is Bhuta and Bhuta, or it's just
No. Very valid question. Atra pashyato. Prithivi, strilinga padamasti. It just not Bhuta. Netram, napumsakalinga padamasti. Atha Bhutam.
Okay.
Yeah. Good so far?
Yes.
Yep. Uddeeptaha davanalaha. Uddeeptaha. Uddeeptaha means anyone?
Hot.
Light.
Uddeeptaha davanalaha. Davanalaha means the fire that you have in the forest. Davanalaha.
There is like sort of a chaos. Davanalaha.
Okay, what happened in Australia recently? The fire. That is Davanalaha.
Forest fire. Okay.
Davanalaha. Okay.
So the forest is burning. Okay.
Dagdha. Vanabhumihi. Atrabhumihi, strilingapadam. So dagdha. Atrapashadu. Dagdham, we had dagdham somewhere in here.
Yeah.
Dagdhibhuta.
Dagdhibhuta, okay. Dagdha, vanabhumihi. You can also say dagdhibhuta, vanabhumihi. They mean one and the same. Okay. Dagdhibhuta or dagdha, vanabhumihi. Clear? Dhavitani. Mruga yuthani. Dhavitani. Dhavitani means run. Dhavitani mruga yutham. Mruga yutham means the yutham is the group. Okay, mruga yutham. The herd
of deer.
Dhavitani.
Dhavitani, what is what dhavitani you said?
Dhavita means run away.
Okay.
So far good?
Yeah.
Sarvatha darunaha ayam nidagha divasaha. Sarvatha means?
Always.
Darunaha ayam nidagha divasaha. Nidagha, I told you what nidagha meant. What is it?
Summer.
Nidhaga divasaha. Summer days. Iti artha hai. Sarvata darunaha ayam nidhaga divasaha. Ashakyam idanim bahirgamanam. Ashakyam means impossible. Okay. Ashakyam idanim means now. Bahirgamanam.
She really scared him.
He would never ask you out
and say. Yeah, I think
after all Panchabhutas explaining everything in.
Yeah. I think after all these things, Chandrasena would have forgotten about going out.
Just like COVID-19.
Asakyam idanim bahirgamanam gruha madhya gruha. Madhyavasthanam, actually.
Eva Shobhanam. So just stay at home, that will be good for you.
Gruha Madhyavasthanam Eva Shobhanam. Yatha Gaghana Madhya Pashyatu. Gaghana Gata. Madhya Gata Gaghana Stita Divakaraha. Similarly, Gruha Madhyavasthanam Eva Shobhanam. Shobhanam means better, preferred. Better is good. It's good. Okay.
Because Gruham Madhya Anuswara Nasti.
Putra? No, 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 no. Nasti, nasti. Atra, actually, it should be all Sandhi, one word. I just split it up like this.
Yeah.
No, Anuswara is Gru. Gru Madhya.
Kshamitam, Kshamitam. Yeah, here. Yes. Sorry. Gruha Madhya Avasthanam Eva Shobhanam.
Eva means here?
Eva means right? Emphasis. Yeah. That is only better. We'll say right, in English, we'll say right. At least yeah. Indians, we say that's right.
Okay.
Eva
and Evam is
Veda.
In this way, right?
Yes. Eva means in this way.
Eva means
emphasis.
No. This only. Only this.
Mm.
Like this.
Yes.
Yeah. Dhanyavad. Good katha. Appropriate for COVID-19.
Katha spashta va?
Spashta.
Spashta.
Atra mukhyam shaha. Okay? Very, very important. Yatra adjective इति लिखितमस्ति किल अत्र adjective पश्यतु ओके अत्र पश्यन्तु उदाहरणाय निदाघः प्रचण्डः ओके प्रचण्डः इति adjective ओके निदाघः इति पुंलिङ्गपदमस्ति यस्मिन् इति विशेष्यम् इति वदामः ओके विशेष्यम् मीन्स् दि नौन् विशेषणम् मीन्स् adjective दि adjective always okay follows the noun. If the noun is a strilinga word, adjective will also be strilinga. If the noun is strilinga bahuvachanam, adjective will also be strilinga bahuvachanam. If the noun is kumlinga bahuvachanam, adjective will also be pullinga bahuvachanam. Doesn't matter, ekavachanam, dvivachanam, bahuvachanam, it doesn't matter. Whatever form the noun is in, the adjective will take the exact same form. Okay? For example, if I say nidaghaha prachandaha, ekavachanam. If it's dvivachanam, I will say nidaghau prachandau. Bahuvachanam, nidaghaha prachandaha. Okay? Is this clear?
Okay. Yeah,
clear. Mm-hmm. Okay, like sthiraha vrikshaha. If I say, for example, let me look at another example here. Mlanam udhyanam, right? Okay, mlanam udhyanam. Or dhavitaha. Okay, that's a better example. Dhavitaha. Dhavitam. धावितः मृगः धावितं मृगयूथं धाविता महिला ओके वाट् एवर् फार्म् आर् वाट् एवर् इस् द जेण्डर् आफ् द नौन् युर् अब्जेक्टिव् विल् फालो दट् इट् जस्ट् टेक्स् द एक्साक्ट् सेम् फार्म् If your noun is pumlinga or napumsakalinga or stringa, doesn't matter which linga it is in. If your noun is a napumsakalinga or bahuvachanam word, your visheshanam, your adjective will also be a napumsakalinga bahuvachanam word. That is why we have here agnimayaha margaha is pumlinga, margaha is pumlinga ekavachanam, margaha is pumlinga bahuvachanam. That is why the adjective here, agnimayaha, is also in Pumlinga Bahuvachanam.
Or we can say Agnimaya Marga.
Agnimayaha Margaha.
Yeah, Agnimayaha Margaha.
Okay. You can say Agnimayaha Margaha. Or Agnimayaha Margaha. Sthiraha Vrukshaha. Or Sthiraha Vrukshaha. Atra Pashyantu. Chanchalaha Pashuhu. Eka Vachanam. Or Chanchalaha Pashavaha. विहङ्गमः नीरवः एकवचनं विहङ्गमाः नीरवाः बहुवचनं म्लानं कुसुमं म्लानानि कुसुमानि Mlanam Udhyanam. Mlanani Udhyanani. Clear? Any questions?
No questions, but a little bit confusion, but it's not a clear confusion. yeah, we have to go through, you know, 3-4 times, then we'll get it definitely, yeah.
One question, you know, when we look at the dictionary, it indicates the, you know, noun, punlinga, strilinga, like that, but it doesn't give you the form, so we are supposed to put the proper suffix to make it in a sentence, right?
Sorry, I didn't understand the question. Can you give an example, please?
Look at any word, normally it comes without any visarga. Visarga.
Oh, yes. It doesn't come with it. If it says male, you need to put the visarga there. Yes.
So it assumes, you know, when we use that word, we have to put the proper form.
Yeah, that is correct. Yes. That is correct.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Dhanyavada.
Any questions on the story? We'll do Bahuvachan again in detail again next week, but so...
One general question, you know, this has nothing to do with this lesson, but you know, when I'm typing the, you know, this Devanagari, all the tools I found, you know, Ru is a Gruha, you know, I can't put the Ru.
Every tool is different. I don't know what tool you're using, but every tool is different.
Okay, so do you, you know, the question is that which one you use? Let me ask you that.
I use the one actually built in Mac. I also share it in the, yes. Pramukhayi.
I'm using it actually.
Yeah, Pramukhayi is the one that's good for Windows.
Pramukha?
Pramukhayami.
Pramukhayami.
So I'm going to put it here.
It's there in the classroom, Google Classroom has put it. You can download it from there.
So you can try this actually.
Shekharji, can you also share the link for Mac
is built in. I don't use anything else. Mac is built in.
So how do I switch the
that is however you set it in Mac actually. I just said Windows that command and L to switch between keyboards.
Okay.
Okay, someone actually, I think it was Natarajanji. He asked for some story and, you know, everything for last week or last before week. I don't remember when. Did that, like, meet your expectations, this one here?
Yeah, this is, it's far exceeded my expectations.
Now he's repenting. Why did he ask?
He asked for a small ball and then you gave him a big bouncer. Huh?
You directly took me to MEA Sanskrit level now.
No, this will take time, but if you look at... So I'm not, you know, randomly picking up books, okay? At least for this class, I specifically wanted to do a little different. You know, after I have done with the first two or three classes, I wanted to try something different. I've been doing a lot of search online, and I found a few books, Sanskrit books, that they apparently teach in the Kumbhakonam and in the Kaladi.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So they actually follow these textbooks, and this is the first chapter in that book. I didn't write this story from I just picked up the story. The font is off, very very bad, so there's no way that you can actually read it. I mean, you need so I like typed all this. This is the exact story from the textbook.
Perfect.
There are a lot of other words in there which I omitted because, you know, there's it's too complicated. This I kind of figured that, you know, this is going to be a little too much, but I just wanted to see how it is going to go.
So this is like the first chapter from the book. For beginners, this is the first lesson?
This is the first lesson.
That's like...
I'm seriously, this is the first lesson.
No, Shekharji, I'll tell you. When you started, it looked impossible mission, but now it's after understanding it, going through it.
Exactly.
It's kind of giving an idea of the how the language is constructed, right? Like meaning the rhyming and all that, right? That it kind of gives a direction now, how the how you make up the respective words, actually, how an adjective looks like when a verb or noun is like this. Kind of we get an idea, but all the words are completely, we have not, at least I don't have any clue most of the words.
No, we will, that's fine. So the problem
also
is, you just can't
a lot
say
of new words.
Yeah, there are a lot of new words. Yes. Yes. That was one other reason, you know, why I chose this. I mean, honestly, that book is just fantastic. I like love that book. It's really good. It's really very, very good. Okay.
I had no context of the paragraph when somebody was reading it first time, but once we understood what that word summer means, then everything made sense.
Okay. Any more? I mean, there's a lot of people. A lot of people that are silent here. Like, how was this, Murali ji, and you know, Ambaji. There's a lot more here. So,
Kausalya ji. Very good. I mean, lot of new words.
So we have learned adjectives and tenses here. I mean, not
tenses. We haven't done tenses.
Yeah.
Yes, so, but the whole point is actually
plural,
yes. Singular, plural, and adjectives. That was the whole adjective point of this chapter. Yes.
Okay.
That was the whole point. Yes.
Sir, does this book
include... This is practical.
The career.
This is... one should go for a practical, so we can make sentences earlier. There is good... good practice for us.
Okay, good. Thank you. Kausalya, you were saying something?
Yes, sir. This some exercises on Eshaha, Esha.
I put a lot of exercise on that. The exercise that I put probably has 150 or 200 sentences there, easily.
Yeah. Oh, that should be great, sir. Because it's a matter of practice.
Where do you put it, sir? Where do you put it?
I put that in the group, actually.
That's the first lesson in the group.
Yeah? Yes, that was the very first lesson. So that's a chapter, right? You can see, take that. Everywhere you have Eshaha, substitute that with Ayam.
Yes, sir.
That's it. Everywhere you have Esha, substitute that with Ayam. There's no difference between those two.
In WhatsApp group?
No. In that Google thing that I put.
So where can I get
it?
Can you add me to the group? This is
Nandini. Sure, yeah, I'll add you. Sure.
Me too.
Sure, okay. Okay, so one last thing here. Okay, so very, very important. Everyone has to just look at the pattern. It is very, very easy. Okay, don't get scared. Okay. Eshaha. First remember Eshaha. That's very, very important. Eshaha, Etau, Ete. Okay? If Eshaha, Etau, Ete, this is Esha, Ete, Etaha. Because this Esha becomes Ete, Iyam becomes Ime. Ete, Ime. Look at it that way. Esha, Iyam, Ete, Ime. This is Etaha, this becomes Imaha. Ime, Imaha. Ete, Etaha. Okay, this is ime here, this is imani, like etani becomes etani, this is imani, like ete, again this is ime, etau aukaraha, this is imau aukaraha here. It probably takes like a day or so, but this should be simple if you recognize the pattern on how it is there.
Yes.
Okay, we'll do this one later. We'll do the Bahuvachan method.
So, you expected all this to finish today?
I was hoping so, but yeah, I did. Yeah, we didn't. Yeah.
So, spoken.
Hang on one minute, please. This is all. Let me do this. Okay.